They're also doing some Tchaikovsky. And the Tchaikovsky, a little bit about the Tchaikovsky, and then we'll let them hear a little bit of it. Pick one.
Okay. Excerpt that we just recorded here in the studio is from the Andante movement. It's a gorgeous movement that was actually premiered just 2 weeks after the completion of the composition at a sort of benefit concert that Tchaikovsky arranged. And none other than Leo Tolstoy was in the audience. Tchaikovsky's quoted as having said, "Never in my life have I felt so flattered and proud of my creative ability as when Leo Tolstoy, sitting next to me, heard my Andante with tears coursing down his cheeks."
And Tchaikovsky, not very well known for thinking highly of what he wrote.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, he's always had, he's a troubled man at the time he had to live in history. I'm just a brilliant musician. I mean, the fourth movement we'll play in the concert, the conversation between the instruments and the way these lines fold over each other, it's very exciting. You'll have to hear that on Saturday. Mm. But I love his compositions.
This is Saturday, March 4th at 5:30 at Worthington United Methodist Church. If you want to find out more about it, promusicacolumbus.org. I'm with Will, Brett, and Cora. They are violin, viola, and cello, respectively. Heather Kupchak will also be with them, and Ellen Connors will be the bassoonist in a couple of the pieces as well. Like I said, for more information, promusicacolumbus.org for details. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
a little bit of the Tchaikovsky on Classical 101. That from the String Quartet No. 1 in D Major, Opus 11, part of a program tomorrow evening at 5:30 at the Worthington United Methodist Church with ProMusica String Quartet and bassoonist Ellen Connors. Also on the program, a quartet for bassoon and strings by François Thévenin. And I believe you can hear that later on today with John Rittmeyer. He'll be telling you more about that. The Vaughan Williams Six Studies in English Folk Song, which has been adapted for this instrument combination, and then a set of variations for bassoon and string quartet by Anton Reicha. Details at ProMusicaColumbus.org.